Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
Love it. So having a baby, we're talking Money Mondays and having babies this morning, and we're talking about how having a baby is a beautiful, life-changing, incredible, you know, it's a moment of growth, of love, of connection. It's just wonderful, you know. It's also a huge financial commitment.
You make it sound so glamorous.
Oh, having a baby is everything. But it's also a huge financial commitment. So if you're currently expecting or are planning to have a baby in the future, then it could pay off to assess your finances before the arrival of your little one. So to help us prepare ourselves for the arrival of the little one, we've got Gerald Wandiambira on the line. He's an award-winning CFP professional, a speaker and author for professional financial planning and wealth creation and management. Gerald, how are you this morning?
Morning, oh, the most beautiful Matthew. Morning, little morning to the great one.
Gerald, this is such a beautiful topic to talk about. You know, procreation, you know, a new life in this world. Sure. Baby showers and bottles and
that's pumps money there.
And everything is so exciting. What do we need to know about preparing financially for a baby, Gerald?
Well, for a baby, the warning shots are fired when you're having the baby shower. How much are you going to spend? 20,000 rand.
Yeah.
Second warning shots fired when you start going for gynae visits, at least 800, 900 rand. Medical aid won't pay. You need to pay cash up front. Third warning shot fired when you actually do decide to have the baby at a private hospital and the doctor says you're going for a C-section, 25,000 rand, 30,000 rand.
And they all want C-sections these days, Gerald. They all want C-sections these days.
C-section because it's good money
it's
for the
good
doctors.
Money.
And then all those warning shots have been fired. And then you decide to have the baby. Baby born, your baby decides they don't like the taste of breast milk. They want formula and they want Pampers. Or they don't like Pampers, they like Huggies. Either way, a comfortable 60,000 rand a year. First 5 years, 300,000 rand.
Mm.
Then the baby decides they want to go to school. And then they want to go to school from grade 000 to grade R, at least 500,000 between the ages of 4, 5 to around 13. And then high school comes along and you've got another 500,000 coming through your way.
Mm.
First couple of years, you need medical aid because babies get sick. They get colds, especially if you decide to take them to creche because they get sick every week because of other children. If you decide to keep them at home, auntie wants 3,000 to 5,000 rand a month. So it's very difficult. The child is expensive. Worse, the guy who helped you with this great idea of baby decides to baleka.
Hey.
And you're now a single parent. It's even worse. So many women in South Africa are carrying that burden on their own.
Hey.
Is a child an expensive venture? Definitely. Is a child a nice thought? Definitely. But if you're planning on having a child, do exactly that. Plan it. And don't think that it's pop and plays, because when these children are born, it just gets more expensive from day one. It never goes backwards. And you heard the one with a child at 22, 23.
Mm.
These children, they don't want to leave your house until they're 35. Add more money to that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Gerald, how do I plan? You're saying I must plan. How do I calculate the cost of having a child? That's the first question. And also I want to ask you, how do I plan for things like schooling and tertiary education?
Okay, definitely. Sit down with a certified financial planning professional. Start an education policy the day the child is born. Take out a retirement annuity the day the child is born, because at least it will help you to cushion the blow with some of these costs. Some of the insurance companies can even cover varsity and high school costs if you take out an education policy specifically for that purpose. Remember, when you take out a policy for education, you start with a goal and then you decide the contribution. You don't work it out the other way where you say, I can only afford 500 rand and expect miracles to happen in the future. You start with a goal in mind and you work backwards.
All right. And if it's an unplanned pregnancy?
Unplanned pregnancy, I'm a pro-life.
Yeah.
I'm pro-life, but if it's unplanned, sometimes you have to have those serious, serious thoughts in terms of how am I going to do this? How am I going to cope?
Yeah.
Family support is very important, extended family, and make sure it's genuine support, not those people when they're angry, they remind you that this was your plan.
That's why I was going to question, because whenever Nati talks to us, how do I plan? It sounds as if you did not consult the other person to say, let's make a baby.
No,
it's a decision that you make on your own.
I'll advise. I'm just.
You feel me?
I'm talking. Guys.
That's why this one of unplanned came through.
No. So, yeah.
Are you on your own? Do you have these discussions on your own? Or are you also telling the other person who also is interested in having that baby and you plan together? I want to hear we.
You can't plan together because under South African law, the decision to keep the baby rests with the mother. So if you were involved in the night of passion, you're going to pay garnish orders, maintenance orders. Yeah. Life will get difficult.
All right, so quick one, Gerald. I'm late for the news and Evelyn is going to throttle me. What should I do, right? If I really I'm longing to have kids, but we are longing to have kids, but we are financially unstable.
Well, I would say consider adopting a child who's 17 years old. Just have 1 year to go.
Okay, there we go. Wow, Gerald. Thank you so much. That's Gerald Mwandiambira. Gerald is an award-winning CFP professional. He's a speaker and author for Professional Financial Planning and Wealth Creation and Management. You can catch him or you can actually go onto his website, www.askgerald.co.za. The Morning Buzz on Radio 2000.co.za.